Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 12th, 2012. This is episode 60 of the To-Do List Home podcast. Best tree and landscape service? Call RS Tree in Fairfax, Virginia. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Let the Sun Shine In by the Fifth Dimension, recorded for the musical Hair from 1967. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning, and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is Best Tree and Landscape Service. Call RS Tree in Fairfax, Virginia. In episode 55, I spoke about how I had to do the right thing and cancel my plans for making a mini food forest in the front yard, and I had to move my plans for all the different plants and vegetables that I have coming and want to grow to the backyard. But how could I do this? There's always been a big, ugly old oak tree in the sun's way, and it stands right in the way of capturing most of the sun during the day. I can't even grow grass near it because of the slope of the yard and the shade that the tree provides. It gives me nothing but leaves, acorns, and mud. As soon as I knew I couldn't grow my plants in the front yard, I spoke with my wife and I talked to the neighbor about if I could cut down a tree in the backyard. Nobody really seemed to mind that. My wife was kind of concerned about the cost that might be involved. But we had to do something. My plans had to move forward. My neighbor, Roberto Solorzano, owns RS Tree and Landscaping Service. I've been living here 3 years, and it was finally time to meet him. He's not one of my next-door neighbors, but lives a couple of blocks over. And I just happened to meet him by chance on the way home just a couple of days ago on March 8th. I had him walk home with me, and he seemed like a friendly enough fella, and he took a look at the tree, and we both realized how dangerously close it was to falling over. I knew this tree was eventually going to cause me problems, but I wasn't sure of the extent of the problems or how soon they may occur. What I learned from Roberto was that this tree is a big old oak tree, about 60, 70 feet high, and it has no big long extension of a root system. The limbs are only on one side of the tree, and they're on the side that faces my house. The tree is approximately 35 feet from my green room and the living dining area, and if it would fall down, it would probably go crashing through the roof or at least cause me a headache during a big heavy windstorm or snow. Roberto and I continued to talk a little bit, and I told him of the plans that I had and I needed to get more sunshine in, and he explained that if I got rid of the tree, not only would I get more sunshine in, but it would help to dry up the land that's always muddy. I was concerned that if I took this tree out, the root system was actually providing a service of holding back some water, but Roberta told me that any service it was providing for water retention was minimal at best. So, he made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I told him I would speak with my wife about it and just make sure with the neighbor that if he was going to come by on a Saturday morning, I wouldn't ruin everybody's day to sleep in. And everybody was in pretty good agreement with the price that I received and how quickly it could get done. So on March 10th, Roberto's crew showed up right on time, and the video in today's show notes and at YouTube channel Tokyo 73 records how fine a job they did. This is a little free advertisement I want to do for Roberto because I thought his crew did a really good, really professional job. And these guys do work that I can't and don't want to do. I had always fantasized about climbing up on a ladder and cutting some of the limbs down myself, but when you don't know how to do something dangerous, it's probably best to leave it up to the experts. In fact, it is best to leave it up to the experts. They did an excellent job. Not only did they show up on time and were ready to roll at 9:30 in the morning, but they completed the job in just under 2.5 hours. They cut all the limbs down, shredded them, and they cut the tree down into fine, big pieces, but not too big, so I'll be able to either share some of the wood or make use of it for hugelkultur beds and other purposes around the yard. I wanted to keep the mulch, but Roberto told me his crew would deliver at least half a truck or about 7 cubic yards of clean wood chips instead sometime in the near future. Mine were too full of leaves and it wouldn't look right if he dumped a big mess in my driveway. And I need the chips because not only do I need them for general mulching around all the gardens and the trees and stuff, but they'll be especially useful for the blueberries, which require quite an acidic soil. As soon as the crew was done, I finished my plans on my computer for the backyard. I had made plans for what the front yard would look like, but couldn't do it, so I adapted and overcame. And then I went outside and went to work building hugelkultur mounds for the blueberries and elderberries, which will have more sun now. It's a really nice part of the yard. It didn't get much sun before, but now I've extended sunshine at least a couple of hours during the daytime. Hugelkultur, if you don't know, you could refer to episode 17 where I built my first hugelkultur bed, and I speak about it a lot. And if you go to the tag cloud at todolisthome.com and click on hugelkultur, you'll find several other episodes that mention this technique that's been around for quite a while, developed and promoted by Sepp Holzer in Austria, and there's links to what Sepp has done and taught others over the years. The idea of the hugelkultur beds, and the reason I'm glad the plans for the blueberries and elderberries are in the backyard now, is that I'm taking logs of wood and I'm burying them in the ground. I'm digging a hole, removing the sod, putting the logs in on top of some cardboard, putting some leaves on top of that, putting the sod back on top of that, and then covering it again with a good fine mix of manure and dirt and peat moss and some other fine soil making materials that I have laying around the yard. There's a lot of work. I knew I needed a workout today. And so far, I was already able to put in 5 blueberry and 6 elderberry mounds on one side of the yard. I have 7 more blueberry mounds, and I'm going to make a nice design in a mound shape for the purple asparagus. So I may get started on those tomorrow. More on those are coming in a future episode. Now, I could have been cheap and lazy and done nothing and just said, well, the tree's there and when it falls, I'll worry about it then. But I would end up with less productive results, not only this summer, but for the rest of the time that we'll be living here. I don't enjoy spending money, but for the right price And the price that I paid, I received a much greater amount of solar energy on my backyard. It's going to be really good moving forward now with my full-blown gardening plans. The soil blocks are coming along fine. And last night I sowed marigolds, asters, 4 o'clocks, tomatoes, oregano, chamomile, and okra. 54 plants in total, all in my new fancy way of making soil blocks. And it's really not fancy, it's really simple. I'll have a show coming soon about that. So, if you live near Fairfax, Virginia, you got any landscaping needs to take care of, or you want a tree cut down, you want a fair estimate from somebody who's honest and reliable, I recommend RS Tree and Landscaping. I have links to their contact information in today's show notes at todolisthome.com and in the video at YouTube channel Tokyo73. Tell Roberto that Tony Teolis sent you and see if he'll give you a deal too. In our neighborhood here, and I'm sure around in your neighborhoods, we'll soon be invaded by the roughneck crews from other counties who prey on the elderly in my neighborhood at least. And reaching out to Roberta, who just lives a couple blocks away, is a good way of keeping business local and successful. That's it for today. Now go and do something useful, and don't waste any more time because planting season is here.